we have left, I just would like to share a couple of the verses about another sacrifice. And it's a little sacrifice that a little widow paid. It's a verse we know very well, and I just wonder if we could look at it. It's in Luke chapter 21, verses 1 to 4. And it's actually set in the Passover time, just same as where Hank was, another Passover time. And it says, as Jesus looked up, he saw the rich putting their gifts into the temple treasury. He also saw a poor widow put in two very small copper coins. And this is what he said. Truly, I tell you, he said, this poor widow has put in more than all the others. All of these people gave their gifts out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put in all she had to live on. And Jesus, you know, he gave his all, just like we celebrated. But this widow gave her all as well. And Jesus, you know, he's at the Passover. He's in the temple at this time. And in the passage before, we read how he was talking to the multitudes and he's debating with the Pharisees. And he even passes a remark in there a few verses before. He talks about how the Pharisees beware of the teachers of the law. He says they walk around in flowing robes and love to be greeted with respect. Da, da, da. And he says they devour widows' homes and for a show make lengthy prayers. So, you know, this temple was known as a place where people probably robbed widows and made lengthy prayers for show. That's how he just saw it. But it's an amazing... In the temple, they say there was like 13 trumpets. And at the time, people would come and give their gifts. There was the part in the... near the gate, a beautiful, you went through and then into the court of the women, and there were in this place 13 trumpets, like animal horns that were cut off. They were great big trumpets. And the people would come in at a certain time and they'd give their gift into the treasury, as Jesus says here. He's looking up at this time and he saw the rich putting their gifts into the temple. But it says he also saw something else caught his attention, something else he looked on. And it was this widow that put in two small copper coins, and he passes the remark on this almost like a lesson. He says, I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all the others. All of these people gave their gifts out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, has put in all she had to live on. You know, widows were very poor in those days. Widows had lost their husband. They had no means of support. They were destitute, perhaps, if they didn't have a son. They had no one to care for them. And God's heart is always to defend the widows and to defend those that are destitute and impoverished. That was his heart. But just picture this woman. You know, here she comes with two coins in her pocket or in her robe or whatever she had. Apparently these coins would have been about 3 mils in size across, made out of copper, probably worth in today's money less than $2. And that was all she had. It was actually the minimum amount in the law that she could give. But yet it's all she has. And I wonder how she approached that when she went to one of those trumpets. I wonder how she... I just often think how she looked. She probably felt she didn't have much to give. She probably thought, what I got's not worth much. And she... maybe she felt all sorts of things. I'm not sure. But she... no one probably saw her there. She wasn't dressed in fine robes. She wasn't... like some of them, they said, when they came with their huge gifts, they'd actually make a whole lot of noise and blowing trumpets and creating lots of attention as they put in their large gifts. But here she comes with just less than $2, perhaps, and she decides, I'm just going to sort of come up here unassuming, and I'm going to put in the little I have. But it's amazing that one person was looking. And I thought, we talked about sacrifice today, and I thought the sacrifices we make for the Lord, no matter how little, no matter how small we think they are, someone is looking. And we really only want to catch the attention of one person. And it's him. It's Jesus. And I'm so amazed, you know, that he looked up and this insignificant act is recorded for millions and millions and millions to read about today. And it's almost, listen, you know, what does God value? What, you know, we talked about the cross today. We value what Jesus paid for us. Jesus values sacrifice as well. It's something that's so important to him. It's one of his core values. God is all about sacrifice. And the little that we give to him, he esteems. I thought there's many things we could do, but what gets God's attention? You know, I thought about things that move God. I thought about the prodigal son, how he changed his mind. It wasn't just weeping and tears. He changed his mind and decided to turn back to his dad's house, and his dad came running towards him and embraced him and gave him a robe. And it's a picture of God. What moves God? God's moved by us turning back to him. God's moved by a change in our thinking and a change in our attitudes that's moving us towards him. I thought about how we worship today. You know, hearts of worship move God, don't they? Hearts of worship. You know, David, I was often think of him. You know, he was so special. You know, what that guy, no matter what he went through, no matter how difficult it went, at some point he just got up and worshipped God. And God's heart was always towards him. He was a man after God's heart. He moved the heart of God because he was a worshipper. I thought about Anna's cry. People that desperately come to God and call on him and desire him and hunger and thirst, it moves God. They get his attention. I thought about faith. If you have faith, you'll move the heart of God. Things that move God. We can think other things move God, but it's these key things. Faith and compassion and repentance and worship. But sacrifice moves the heart of God. It's at his core. And Jesus wanted to teach the disciples that. It's almost like he's sitting off to the side. He's seeing this and he points it out to them. And he said, you know, have a look at this. This widow, she's put in more than all the others. All these have put in their gifts out of their wealth. But she, out of a poverty, has put in all she had to live on. It's a bit like David, you know, the story we read where he counted the troops. He counted his fighting men. Began to put his trust in chariots and horses. And God wasn't pleased, and with him not trusting him at that time, and he sent a plague. And David knew how to move the heart of God, and he went off and he went to offer a sacrifice to God. And it's amazing the place that he chose. They wanted to give it to him for free. And his remark was, I will not offer a sacrifice to God that costs me nothing. You know, he knew in his heart that the thing that counted with God is, I need to give something back to him for what he's done for me. I thought about the Macedonian churches that Paul spoke about. Like David, they knew the value and the worth of sacrifice. And it said of them, out of the most severe trial, their overflowing joy and their extreme poverty welled up in rich generosity. For I testify that they gave as much as they were able and even beyond their ability, entirely on their own. They urgently pleaded with us for the privilege of sharing in this service to the saints. These people's heart were, we might only have little, but we want to give. We want to give something. We want to sacrifice. If we follow the Lord, that's how our heart becomes. Because of what his sacrifice was for us, the amazing grace that overcomes us, something in our heart suddenly, as we're caught up with him, responds that, God, I want to give something back to you. I want to be like that widow that goes and gives even the little I have and give it back to you. That's how we follow him. And Jesus says about the rich, he says almost they were making a contribution, but he doesn't believe they were making a sacrifice. They were giving out of their surplus. They were giving just something there for people to see. But this widow was going there totally looking to God and wanting to give to God. And Jesus saw what she was doing. Jesus actually, he's not saying the literal truth that she gave. She put in more than them. They put in lots more money than her. But they put it in out of their wealth. As far as God's concerned, it's not the size of the gift that's important. It's the sacrifice that he sees. Someone once said, God sees more than the portion. He sees the proportion. Isn't that true? You know, he's looking. He always looks at the heart. I thought about the story of the talents. You know, we've all got a talent. We've all got something that God's given us. We have nothing except what we've received, every one of us. And when Jesus spoke about the parable of the talents, he said one had one talent, one had five, one had ten. But the point wasn't how many they had. It was the fact that with whatever they had, they actually used it and gave it back to God to serve him. And God was looking for their sacrifice. Saw a sign on a church once that said, men see what is given, God sees what is left. Isn't it true, eh? Churchill once said, we make a living by what we get. We make a life by what we give. Isn't that true? And, you know, Paul says, you know, if you feel very gifted and very talented and you've got 10 talents, Paul's encouragement to us is those that are strong, those that are talented should support the weak. That's God's heart, isn't it? But I thought about this widow. This widow didn't hear Jesus' remark, I don't think. He was probably a long way off. But I wonder how she would have felt if she heard him. Just imagine how encouraged she'd feel. And I just want to encourage us all today, because we are, I know many here sacrifice so much and they give so much and they feel, you know, you can feel it's only little that I give. But Jesus wants to talk to us today, just like he spoke about that widow. The little you gave, he sees it. It actually gets his attention. And he places immense worth on the little that we give to him. In fact, I wonder if this widow, she probably, like Jesus said, they devour widows' homes. This money that went into the temple, maybe to sustain the temple, who knows what they did with it? But she wasn't worried about that. She was giving it to God. It wasn't the temple. That temple got destroyed in about the next 40 years. Every stone was torn down. She wasn't worried where it was going. She was worried that she was only concerned that she was giving it to God. God honoured her gift. Like the sacrifices, you know, I thought sometimes we can feel we've made sacrifices for God. And you could think, now, what was the use of that? What was the use of laying down my life for that person? They went away from the Lord. They did this, they did that. You know, you could think, I've done all this and things have been a waste. But Jesus actually says, what you've done for the least of these, my brethren, you've done for me. Jesus sees the sacrifices in a different way. We can look at it maybe about outcomes and all things like that, but he's looking at it with what we've done for him. She was giving her all. Her motivation in her heart was she was going just to give it to God, and God actually caught her attention. He actually saw what she did. Her motive was just simply to give to God. Man sees what you do, God sees why you do it. Isn't that true? The gifts of the rich were nothing but an opportunity for them to be held in esteem of men. But this widow probably did it in secret. She snuck up in between the crowd and just dropped in her two mite. I wonder what she actually felt like. You know, I often used to picture this as some poor, destitute widow that had to part with the little bit she had left, you know. And it was a bit of a sad look. But I reckon she probably had immense joy. I reckon she was going there because she was probably in the temple that day hearing Jesus preach. And maybe all she had was an immense response to the love of God and to God. She just wanted to give back to him because of what he had done for her. It was simply a response of thank to be thankful for God. And every sacrifice we make for God really just comes out of thanks to him. She wanted to give the little she had in the only tangible way she knew. Put it in that trumpet. She wanted to give to God. She was giving to God regardless of how the money was ultimately used. And that's the same with our hearts. We just want to live our lives as an appreciation for the sacrifice that Hank spoke about today. Even if we feel it's little, even if we feel it's insignificant, whatever we do for him, it catches his eye when we're sacrificial for him. I just wanted to encourage you about that today after Hank shared that just as Jesus sacrificed his life for us and we've been changed, we want to have the same heart of sacrifice where we say, God, I want to live for you. Do something with my life. Let me live for you. Let me give the little I have. No matter how little it is, God looks at it with immense respect and he values every sacrifice we do for him. In fact, on that day, he'll separate, it says, the sheep from the goats. He even says, based on what you've done for the least of these, you've done for me. It doesn't matter what's happened with it. It doesn't matter where it's gone. If our hearts have been towards him and we've given to him, God looks at it with immense respect and immense worth. So God bless you all. There's no meeting tonight. We're going again down to the showgrounds. Has been combined event on. Heidi's not speaking tonight, but there's still worship, praise. I think, I'm not sure if someone else is there to speak. I've been away, but we want to just support what the combined churches are doing. So that'll be down at the showgrounds again tonight. So there'll be no meeting here tonight. So welcome to go down. Just join the crowd. I don't know, did anyone have anything from last night? Gwen, how was it last night? Come and tell us a few bits, Gwen. We were really praying for it, and it'd be good to hear some news.
Thank you. I think there was a great anointing, and Patty was sitting up the back, and she said she really sensed God. This is out in the bleachers. The presence of the Lord was very strong, and I think Heidi preached a word that resonated with every person's heart there, except a couple of people who had to be taken out, if you were there for that. Wonderful to see so many people from different churches and denominations combined together in Caboolture. I thought, Lord, let this be a turning point for our locality. Let it be a new day. And it was such fun to see all this mingling going on and people connecting together. I loved what Heidi said. It resonates with all of us. It's what we've been saying. I've reminded me of our prayer times at the beginning of the year and last year. The same expectation. She talked right into Caboolture's heart. She talked right into our hearts that God has heard us. He's doing stuff. And just hang in. It will happen. So.
Great. That's good to hear. God is doing things. Hallelujah. The best is yet to come. We're going to see our town moved by the love and power of Jesus. Hallelujah. Transformed. Make a difference. Let's just pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you this morning. We've just come. We've worshipped you. Lord, we've poured out our hearts to you. We've felt your embrace this morning, your love for us. We've been overcome by your great love. We thank you, Lord, as we've remembered what you've done for us, Lord, the sacrifice that you paid. And Lord, we want to live our lives as a sacrifice to you. Lord, a sweet-smelling sacrifice. Lord, a living sacrifice that would, Lord, that would catch your attention, Lord, and would make a difference, Lord, in our town. We just bless you for just our time today. We ask you to just move tonight again with all those that will be down. Lord, unite this town, Lord, into something that is surrounded around you. And Lord, we just bless you for your kindness to us. Amen.